Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. You're listening to Cordishi and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back, Cordishi and Coit, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Nick Coit and Ben Kitchen filling in for Scott, who is over in España. Just wrapping up a point with the Red Sox here in the last segment, and Texter texts us again and says, I disagree about ownership getting involved with decisions. Big contracts should include the ownership. It's their money. The GM also has some say. It should influence the owner's decision. So I'll clarify what we were talking about in terms of the Chris Sale contract.
Sure.
And I'll say that, okay, of course the ownership, I think, should have either a final say or a final call there. But the way that this feels with the Chris Sale contract is John Henry walked in the room and said, Dave, you need to sign him to a new contract because we screwed up John Lester. And that to me was like the reasoning behind it. And That's totally wrong in its premise. Totally wrong. You want to sign Chris Sale to a contract extension, let the GM or the president of baseball operations work on it. And then you have the final say. You can look over the numbers, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely, the ownership should have final say because, again, that's a good point, Texter. It's their money.
Sure.
But the way that they construct, if Dave had more influence or more say in this decision, I think he probably would have looked at it, I hope, maybe, if he's smart enough to look at it and say, well, shouldn't there be some questions about this guy's durability? It feels like they signed Chris Sale to this contract because they screwed up John Lester. That's what this feels like right now. It doesn't feel like they looked at it as a baseball decision, as a durability thing, and said, well, he couldn't even make it to the, you know, through the postseason. I know he recorded the final three outs in the World Series last year, but that to me was just ceremonial because he was not good in the postseason. He was unhealthy. He's not been really consistently healthy. And that guy, that Chris Sale ace guy, since July of last year? July, before he went on the DL at the time, now the IL?
Yeah, when he was absolutely dealing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Going back to the whole issue with the ownership getting involved, you're right, it's their money, but they also need to take a step back and realize we don't know quite as much about this as the guys we hire to handle this stuff.
Sure, mm-hmm.
So let's make our money work for us the most effective way possible, which is to let the baseball people make the baseball decisions instead of getting overly involved. And that's kind of the point. Sure, it's their money. Yeah, we get that all. But when you're doing something more as a PR or marketing spin as opposed to what's best for the on-field product, that's typically where ownership causes a mess.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought up the Pablo Sandoval situation. That was all marketing.
Yeah.
That was all, let's get some kids into the ballpark. Let's breathe a little life into this situation here. And this guy can help us do it because he's a fun player. You know, he's a short little fat guy.
He's the panda.
We love short little fat guys because they have quirky personalities in baseball for some bizarre reason. Even though he was busy taking dumps and looking at quasi-porn in the middle of games. But I don't want them to be too overly involved. I don't want them making decisions simply, well, it's my money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but this is an investment for all of us.
Yeah, right.
Not just you. We all, you know, we take that on-field product and we either like it or we don't like it. So this is an investment from all of us in a way because we go to the games. We, you know, provide ownership with that income to go turn around and reinvest it into the team. That's kind of the point.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't get involved and start thinking of how do I make myself look better or how do we public relations wise look better and end up wasting your money or making decisions based on that. It should always be what's the best for the baseball on field product. And then everything else should take care of itself. And then if we have to do a little bit of marketing, get creative, sure.
I'm guilty for playing into the Sandoval thing. I went to the opening press conference. And
How dare you?
I asked him if he was going to keep the Panda nickname. I did. I did that.
God.
I did that. I was that guy. I did. He said, oh, of course I will be the Benda. I was in the Benda in San Francisco. I'll be the Benda here. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, this is going to be played everywhere. I'm getting texts. I'm like, come on, bro. You asked that question.
Gotta ask it.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Someone's gotta be the sacrificial lamb.
Somebody's gotta be the guy.
If it wasn't you, it was gonna be Dondero. So
actually, I think Mark was there that day. I'll ask him if he was there.
Coming up when he gets here at 9, yeah. You ask him.
I will ask him.
I guarantee you, he was ready to go with that question. Someone else was going to ask.
Oh, of course.
It doesn't matter.
Of course, yes. I needed it for the story. It was the last thing I was going to ask.
Perfect.
Yeah, I needed it. 401-737-1287. Text us 37937. Let us kick things off on the phone lines with our friend Dan Cranston, who wants to talk about the call screen here, says Sale and Gronk, and I'm sure he could start with Sale because we were just talking about it. Good morning, Dan. What's up?
Hey, this is like NCIS meets NCIS Los Angeles crossover.
You're right.
You
I
should
know.
See it in here. We're both ripping off our sunglasses every time we say something that we think is profound.
Ben, can you handle two conversations in one day with the same guy?
The same guy?
What do you mean?
If I call you again in the next show.
I was just telling Nick during the commercial break. I was like, oh, Dan's on the line. Okay, I'll talk to him twice today.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm actually playing golf earlier today, so I'll have to get it in early. But
call us from the seventh green.
Here's what's going to be tricky, yeah. Dan, is next week it's me and Dondero for 4 hours straight.
Have fun with that.
So are you going to call in twice when we
switch
seats?
I don't have my sports caller playbook. I have to Google that. Is that allowed?
Sure. It's going to be different shows,
Dan,
technically.
We make the rules, and it's Saturday morning. We don't care enough.
Yeah, right.
I'll plan on it. So, real quick, I mean, you guys probably know I've been adamant about this for Christ over a year. Chris Sale is capital N, capital O, capital T, not a ace. Does he have the stuff of an ace? Yes. But durability is always part of an ace, too. And he has never, going back to when he started, has been an ace under that consideration. And you know what the funny thing is that made me laugh? People are like going, whew, at least he's not going to have Tommy John. Now, if the Red Sox were right in the middle of this right now, you know what I mean, and not completely out of it, and this is what Sale, once again, is gone for the year, what would people be saying? He'd be getting slammed right now.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
No, you're right. The fact that they are so far back in the wild card right now, it's not being played up as much. I think fans around here are starting to, you know, turn their attention to football season and the Patriots and think that the Sox are pretty much out of the race. And if they were in the race, Dan, it's a really good point. I think we'd all be hysterical about it, and we'd be bringing up the fact that he hasn't made it through to September, and if he has, he's not the same guy as he is in April, May, June when he has a full season. You're right, and obviously the contract is compounding that right now.
Yeah, but here's the other thing about the contract. Now, you talk about Panda, Cal Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez to some extent as being more maybe ownership type of moves.
Sure.
Or, Gonzalez wasn't. Theo loved him. But the thing about these guys was, maybe they weren't a fifth of the market. They didn't produce. But the thing that makes the Sale thing probably the worst contract in Red Sox history is the fact that he was basically gone the whole second half of the year and was not the same guy. And we've all talked about there was no need to sign him. And even if he was hot as crap this year and he won the Cy Young, instead of the $30 million he's going to get, what were they going to give him, 32, 33?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he was going to get a ton more, even if he was awesome this year.
I think it's a little early to call it the worst contract in Red Sox history, because I think Sandoval is up there, and I think Crawford, the stupid money you gave to Crawford. Now, the good news about that is you were able to unload it.
Yeah.
With Sandoval, it might be the worst one because you've had to pay it. Yes, you're still paying it, and you've had to pay the whole thing. With Crawford, at least you were able to get rid of it. We'll see on Sale. I mean, it is still very early but it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good.
I'll just say potentially. And again, the difference, again, is that I'm saying he was damaged goods before you had to sign him. None of these other guys were really damaged goods.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the difference. You knew what you were getting with this guy. And everything is going against him. Turning 30, grows violently, has a very small frame. I mean, I think of Tommy John. What are the chances he has Tommy John within this contract next 5 years? What do you think?
Oh, boy.
I think it's pretty good. If you ask me for a percentage, I'd probably put it around that 60% rate, just based on, you might say higher, but just the way he throws. You're talking about it, Dan. But I just want to, when we think of worst contracts in Red Sox history, there's a pantheon. There's Pablo.
Yeah.
And then don't forget, because Dan, I know you're old enough to remember this, Jack Clark. What a terrible deal that was. 2 years, that much money at that time in the game. There's been some really bad ones, but nothing comes close to Pablo.
Well, if he pitches like 50 games in the next 5 years for $150 million, then you can easily call that the worst one of all time.
We'll see. Jury's out. What'd you want to say on Gronk?
Real quick on him. So this is just speculation. So nobody knows what he's doing. Obviously, Dancing the Stars is out. Never really thought that was a deal. He was working out in Texas, running steps, apparently, this past week. He's getting in shape. Just as I thought, this time he's getting in shape for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my deal, you obviously guys know that I've been saying I never thought he was not coming back anyways, but there is one caveat. So the XFL announced last week that they have the teams and the logos and the uniforms and everything,
They did.
Now, Gronk's thing is this Tuesday in New York. Is that when news conference is?
27th is Tuesday, yes.
Yep.
Okay, so, and I'm totally speculating, but the timing of it, the WWE usually does things in New York, right? Because they're based out of Stamford.
Well, it's also the biggest media market in the world. It's where you're going to get the most attention from. They're smart. They know what they're doing.
There's a gut feeling me saying that he is going to be tied. It has something to do with the XFL. But does that preclude him from playing this year? No. Because, I mean, they don't start till 2020. But it's either a book or it's going to be, I could totally see the XFL being in play here.
Are you saying
that? I don't know.
Okay,
I have no idea.
Is he going to potentially be up in the booth and announcing games? Okay, is he going to play? Those are two very different scenarios.
It is abundantly clear to me when they had that thing about him working out in Texas running steps that he's playing again. You're going to start seeing more and more about this as time goes on.
Well, I remember I saw some pictures this week from, I think Jerry Thornton had them up on Barstool.
Yeah.
I remember a couple months ago you saw that slim down Gronk. And first of all, he was much slimmer.
Oh, yeah.
His face, his
pretty
neck,
clear.
Everything.
Sure.
And he looked pretty damn big again.
Yeah.
He does look pretty big
again. Yeah, he's getting there.
But the book's closed as far as I'm concerned.
Gordon's back. Gronk is coming. And this is the best Patriots team since 2004, I think, all around. It will be if he comes back. I think they already are, but he's icing on the cake.
Yep.
Talk in a couple hours.
Thanks for the time, Dan.
Appreciate
it. 401-737-1287. Text us 37937. We have a couple of callers on the line. Stay patient. We're going to take another break. We will come back. We'll start talking a little bit more football and Patriots, too. When we return, it's Kordashian Coit with Ben Kitchen filling in. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.